Today's shiur is in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Nun Tes. We will begin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Yomid, with the words at the beginning of the line, Hare Meiser. For the last blot and a half, we have been involved in a shaila of whether Gidulin from an Isser can be Mevatel the Iker. For example, if there was a plant that grew in the seventh year of Shemitah and had the halachas of Shemitah on it, and then it was uprooted and replanted in the eighth year, and what was added on the gedulin to the plant of the seventh year was added to such an extent that it could be mevatel the iker, the root of the seventh year, as the Run explained the shaila in our sugya. Are the gedulin considered part and parcel of the iker? Because we are speaking about over here something which dover she'ein zarekola, the root does not become decomposed, such as garlic or onions. Do I consider the gedulin, that which the root has become enlarged, the onion has become enlarged, are those gedulin part and parcel of the initial, original root, which is not decomposed? And therefore, just as the root is Shemitah, so too will the Gedulim be Shemitah, and they will not be able to be Mevatel the root, because it's Isser and Isser. The root is Isser and the Gedulim are Isser. Or do I say that the Gedulim are considered a separate part from the Iker, and they are Heter, they belong to the eighth year, and therefore they can turn around and be Mevatel the Iker? That was the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara brought a raya from the Braisa at the end of yesterday's shiur that the Gedulin can be Mevatel the Iker. The Gemara said, should that Braisa be a question on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonason, who said respectfully in two different cases, one by Orla and one by Klayim. The case of Orla is where the fruits, which are not yet 3 years old, they have not been on the tree for 3 years, and they have it in Orla, they were grafted onto a tree that is no longer subject to the din of Orla. And it grew, the fruits on that grafted tree now grew 200 times greater than they were initially. Or in the case of Klayim, there was, let's say, an onion in a vineyard, which would be Klaya Kerem, and then the vineyard was uprooted, and the onion continues to grow again 200 times its original growth. In those two cases, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonason both said that the gedulin, that which it grew beheter, are not mevatel the iker, are not mevatel the root. And the Gemara asked at the end of yesterday's shiur that perhaps the braisa that said the gedulin are mevatel the iker would be a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonason. And the Gemara said, no, not necessarily. And Rabbi Yitzchak said that Shvius is different than Klaya Kerem or Orla, because we have to always look at what is it that is causing the Isser. In the case of Shemitah, the Isser is caused by the ground, and therefore the ground can in turn make a Heter. Because the Pasuk says, Vishav Soho Oretz, Shabbos Lashem, it's the Oretz that creates the Isser of Shemitah in the plant. And therefore, on the eighth year, the same Oretz can now make the Gedulin Heter, and the Gedulin can in turn be Mevatel, the Isser, the of the root, the Iker. However, by Orla, the Isser, the catalyst that causes the Isser, is not the ground, but rather, as Duran spoke out, Chesoren's Mangor. It is a lack of being long enough on the tree. It's there less than 3 years, so therefore has it in Orla. So since the catalyst was not Karka, was not the ground, therefore the ground cannot be Mevatel, cannot make the Gedulin into Heter to be Mevatel the Iker. And likewise by Klayim it's the Taruvus, it's the mixture of the onion with the vineyard together. And therefore the ground cannot cause the Gedulin, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan, to be a separate entity from the Iker, and therefore the enlargement cannot, the Gedulin cannot turn around and be Mevatel the Iker. That's how the Gemara was Mechalik at the end of yesterday's shir. And now we begin 5 lines from the bottom with the words Hare Meiser. The Gemara is going to ask a question on this klal. Hare Meiser, by the case of Meiser, the Isurei al Yedei Karka, where the catalyst is caused by Karka. As the Pasuk says, Aser to Aser is called Tua Zarecho Hayoitze Hasodeh. All the grain that comes from your field, you should give Meiser from it. So we see that the cause of Meiser, at least in the Havamina, the Gemara is going to change in the Teretz, but now in the Havamina, the Gemara is learning that the Chiyuv, the catalyst, is from the Karka. And according to your rule, everyone should hold, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan should be Moda, that in that case, the Karka should be able to cause the Gedulin to be Heter, and in turn be Mevatel the Iker, and yet we don't find that. Vein betilas yedei Karka. We do not find that the Karka causes the Gedulin to become Mutter, and subsequently be Mevatel the root, which is Isser. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Litra Meiser Tevel. If somebody had a measurement, a litra of Meiser Tevel, what does it mean? That something is both Meiser and Tevel. So the Ran and Rashi here explain. Let's see the Mefarish, the first wide line. Litra shel tevel shehura mimenu truma umayser rishit. A measurement of tevel where the grain had taken from it truma and mayser rishit. Truma for the Kohen, mayser rishit for the Levi. Aval gabe Levi have tevel. But it was in the hands of the Levi, still tevel. Why? Dakati loitar mimenu meiser mina meiser, because trumas meiser that the Levi is supposed to be given to give to the Kohen was not given. Dahainu trumas meiser, and then what happened? Continues the Gemara, shezara bikarka. The person took this litter of meiser tevel, which it was tevel for trumas meiser, meiser mina meiser, then that litter was planted in the ground before Shemitah. V'hishbicha, and during Shemitah, it became more valuable because it grew to a large measure. V'harehi ke'eser litrin. It is now 10 litrin, 10 times the original amount that was replanted in the ground. So we have here Isser and Heter. Now, the Karen Ira points out that when we're going to discuss Bittel in the Sugya right here, we're going to be speaking about a Bittel of Roif. We had in yesterday's Shir, we had 60, we had 100 in the case of Trum and Trumas Meiser. As the Ran said, Anunches Amid Aleph, the Ran told us that there are different measurements in the Divrei Hamaskel. Nostu bem chachamim shir, says the run there, trumo trumas meiser v'chala b'meya, and orlu klai akam b'masayim. And then we had the min b'shein amino was with 60. But here we see by our sugya of tevel, einachanami trumas meiser itself, as the run said, is b'meya. But here we're speaking about the tevel of trumas meiser. The Karen Ara says, you see from our sugya, that all that is required is a stam roiv. Because here, not only don't you have 200 or 100, you don't even have 60. because it's speaking about that the litter that he put in now became 10 litrin. So that's not even echad b'shishim, but a mere roiv, the Karen Ara proves from this Gemara, is sufficient. And now, what we have to bear in mind, as the Run points out, that in Divrei HaMaschol Chayeves B'Meister, says the Run, Hainu Meister Min HaMeister, Shehoyse Chayeves B'Oi Koidim Shazorah, V'loi Botla, and it's not bottle, and the Hagoyes Utsunim says it's not bottle, Gabe Shar Litrin, this original Trumas Meister, that now grew to 10 times its original size, is not bottle in the other 9, which are the Ptiri B'Shvius, that they are Potter in Shvius from Trumas and Meister, or from Trumas Meister, Mishum Defker and Ninu. We know that the fruits on Shmita are Hefker, and since they are Hefker, they're Potter from Truma and Meister, and from Trumas Meister. So now this Levi, who had the Trumas Meiser as Tevel, because he didn't, his Meiser was Tevel because he didn't take off Trumas Meiser, and now there's a Roiv of Gedulin. So concerning the halachas of Trumas Meiser, the Gedulin are Heter, and the Tevel for Trumas Meiser is Isser. The Gedulin are Heter because they are Gedulin of Shmita, and Shmita is Potter from all Trumas and Maestris. Benogeya, the Halacha of Shmita, of Beer, they'll have to eat everything before the Zmana Beer, as we learned in yesterday's Sugya. There, the Shmita, the eighth year products, are Isser, and the Tevel of Trumas Meiser is Heter, because that's from the Shmita of the seventh year is Isser, and the Trumas Meiser, the Tavel of Trumas Meiser, which is from the sixth year, that is Heter. So the Meiri says here, Pshat in the Gemara, that we're Machmer both ways. On the one hand, we say Chayevis B'Meiser. The Run explains Meiser means Meiser Minimeiser. Why? Because we say that the heter of the gedulin of Shmita are not mevatel the iser beroiv of the tevel of Trumas Meiser, and say that it's all considered hefker, it's all considered has a din shvius on it, and therefore it should be potter. No, we don't forget the original chiv of Trumas Meiser. And on the other hand, the whole plant with its ikker and its gedulin are chayiv in the halachas ubishviyas. We make the chumra both ways. We don't forget the original Trumas Meiser because of the shviyas, and we don't forget the shviyas because of the Trumas Meiser, because of the tevel. And we have to give both. V'oysa litra, and that original litra of tevel, where you have to take off from that litra a tenth as Trumas Meiser, you cannot, as the Run explains in the last Run, Divrei HaMaschol V'oysa Litra, you cannot take it off Meneu Bei from itself, because you may be taking from a section of the plant which is Potter in Trumas Meiser. You might be taking from the Shmita, and that's taking Min HaPtur Alachiyev, the Shmita section 9/10 of this, and I don't know where one starts and one ends. I don't know a beginning or an end. It's all mixed together, the ikker root with the gedulin. So if I'm going to take from this plant itself, I might be taking from the shvius part. That's putter as far as Trumas and Meiser are concerned. So I cannot take it from the plant itself. I have to take it from another plant on which will work for this plant, and I'll be yotze my Trumas Meiser from another plant. So the halach is v'oysa litra Meiser let me mokam machal lefi cheshbon. According to the cheshbon that he's mechuyev 1/10 of 1 liter for Trumas Meiser, he takes that off from another plant. But meanwhile, what do we see? That chayevis b'meiser. Now you just said a klal At the end of yesterday's shiur, we learned the klal that whatever is isura, Rabbi Yitzchak said a klal. Hoyel v'isura yidei karka, b'telos nami yidei karka. If the isur is formed through the catalyst of the isur is karka, then now that there's a different situation and the karka is producing heter, the heter can be mevatel the isur. So why don't I say the same thing here? Ligabi the tevel of Trumas Meiser, why do I say Chayavis b'Meiser? Why don't I say that since Meiser is caused by Karka, and now we're into the seventh year, and the seventh year produces Hefker, which is Mater, there is no din of Trumas Meiser, or Truma or Meiser. So now we should say that the Karka is mevatel the Karka. The Karka of Heter, as far as Trumas Meisters are concerned, is Mevatel, the original litra, which had a chiv on it of Trumas Meister. And we don't say that. So it's a difficulty on the teretz that the Gemara, that Rabbi Yitzchak said, as we turn to Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Amri, so the Gemara says, we will say that Meiser, digin hudika garmlei. By Meiser also, it's not like you learned in the Havamina that the catalyst that causes Meiser is Karka. And therefore, your question was that the Karka of Shemitah, which is Potter from Trumas of Meiser, should be Mevatel, the original Ikor, Beroiv, as the Karen Ira told us. No, it's not Karka and Karka, it's digun and Karka. The Heter comes through Karka. But the Isser comes through digun. Digun means the finished grain. When you make a kri, you pile it up, and you make miruach, you smooth it down. Now it becomes usser. You're not even allowed to eat a achilas arai until you have separated all the necessary trumas and maestris. So that, as the pasuk says, reish is the gancha titen loy. You should give the first of your grain. The Torah calls it b'loshen digun, which means a finished grain, and therefore, since the catalyst that causes the isser is digun, the karka, which is causing the heter, will not be mevatel, the gedulin will not be mevatel the ikker, and therefore there remains a chiyuv of trumas meiser, which you have to take from other crops, so it shouldn't be me'achiyuv el aptur, me'aptur al achiyuv. Now, as the Ran points out, Rav Yanai, that we learned before in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, disagrees with this whole concept. He holds that you can be mevatel, the gedulin can be mevatel the ikker, even by trumas and maestris, where the catalyst to make the isser was digun. Because Rav Yanai says, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, batzel shel truma, sheraba geduliv al ikron, mutter. That if you had an onion of truma, and you planted it in the ground, and now it became enlarged to such an extent that it could be mevatel truma, 100 times what the original root was, it'll be mutter. So you see the Rabbi Yanai holds that even where the isser is not caused through karka, but rather the catalyst of the isser is digun, over there, we still are mevatel. The gedulin could be mevatel deker. On this, Rami Bar Chama is going to ask a question from our Mishnah. And in fact, the reason that we have these entire 2.5 dafim of this sugya is because of this kasha that Rami Bar Chama is going to ask from our Mishnah in the Dorim. Because otherwise, this whole sugya has nothing to do with being in Masechta in the Dorim, except for this kasha from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, koinim peiris ha'elu alai, if he says, I'm making a netter that these peiris should be asur on me. And as the Ran explained, he uses the word ha'elu. When he uses these should be asur on me, what he means to say is not only should these be asur, but even anything I exchange for them, or anything that grows for them, from them should be asur. So if he said, koinim peiris ha'elu alai, or koinim hein alpi, I'm making a netter that they should be also in my mouth. Or coin them, hein lepi. I'm making a coin that they should be also to my mouth. Not alpi, but lefi. The halacha is, in all these three cases, also b'chilufeim. He is prohibited in the exchange for these fruits, ubi gedulein, and anything that grows from them. However, if he says, she'ani oichli, he doesn't say ho'elu. I'm making a koinim not to eat them, or shani toyim not to taste them. Then the halacha is that mutter b'chilufein, and we can do leyan, that he's mutter in that which is exchanged for the fruit, and in what grows from the fruit. When is this, says the Mishnah, b'davar shezari kola, if the original root decomposes. Avol b'davar shein zari kola, but in something that the original root does not decompose, afilu gidulei gidulin asurin, even that which grows from the growth of the original root is prohibited. So this is the question, as Duran explains, of Rami Bar Chama on Rabbi Anai, that you, Rabbi Anai, are of the opinion that we always say that the gedulin are mevatel de ikker, even if doesn't matter what the catalyst is, even if it's a catalyst of digun by truma, batel shel truma, it is mevatlet. So if so, here where the catalyst is koinamen, the neder, we should also say that the gedulin are mevatel the ikker. They should be considered, as the Ron explains the sugya, a separate entity from the ikker, even if ein zaroi kola, even if the root is not decomposed, and it's here, and therefore the logic would say that the gedulin are coming from the root, and therefore they should be an integral part of the root, and yet Rabbi Yanai holds that they are a separate entity, and they can turn around and be mevatel the ikker. So why don't we say that in our Mishnah? Ask the Ron, why do we have to ask the question from our Mishnah? Why couldn't we ask the question from the Braisa that we brought before on Nun Ches Amud Beis, of Litra of Meiser Tevel? And over there we see that we're not mevatel, that Braisa is shver on Rabbi Yanai, who holds that even by digun, by the gedulin would be mevatel the ikker. So the Ron gives two terutza. Number one, he'd rather ask from a Mishnah which is stronger than a Braisa. And number two, because by Meiser, in that case of Trumas Meiser, since you can be mafrish from someplace else on it, it was a dover pashet, that it would be considered a dover sheyesh lo matirin. And that is why it's not bottle in that case, because we learned before in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph that by dover sheyesh lo matirin, something that will eventually become mutter by itself, or there's a way to make it mutter, that over there is no bittel. So that, the Braisa, there is a portion of teretz on Rabbi Yanai. But here the Gemara is bringing a question from Truma. And by Truma, the Gemara thought that it's not considered a dover sheyesh loy matirin. The Gemara thinks that maybe you will not be able to take away the halacha, the din of trum. It'll be a dover she'ein loy matirin, and if it's a dover she'ein loy matirin, then there should be bittel, according to Rabbi Yanai. So that's why the Gemara would rather ask it from our Mishnah. Or not Truma, actually, the question of our Mishnah is Koinamis, but by Koinamis, as we're going to learn, it's Afshir B'Shaila. And therefore, from our Mishnah, it's a Dover by Trumas Meister, it was Pashit. And by Koinamis, the Gemara wasn't so sure that there's a mitzvah to, as we'll see in the Sugya, that there's a mitzvah to be matir neder, and perhaps it should not be considered a dover sheyesh lo matirin. But by Trumas Meiser, it was a dover poshut to the Gemara that yesh lo matirin, and that's why it wouldn't be batel, and that's why we didn't ask the question on Rav Yanai from the previous Braisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, to answer this question from our Mishnah of Koinamois, why, according to Rav Yanai, do we say that the gedulin are not mevatel the ikker? Shiny Koinamois. Koinamois is different. Hoyel vi boy mitchel alayu. Since he could be matur nether, he can go to a rav and be matur his nether through charota, through regret, or through the chacham finding a pesach, a cause why he should be matur the nether. Havilahu kedover sheyesh loy matirin. So it is considered like a davar sheyesh loy matirin, ve'ein batel b'roiv, and it's not batel b'roiv. So there, even Rabbi Yannai will be moida that it is not batel b'roiv. Ask the Gemara, v'harei truma. By truma, the boy Mitchell Allah, ubeteli b'roiv. That's our girsa here. By truma, you can also be matur neder. The person who made it into truma can decide that I will go to a chacham and the Ran says through a Pesach, al yedei Pesach oy charat kishar nedorim, I could be mevatel the truma. Let's say I don't have anything to eat. I'll take this to eat and I'll make truma from something else. I could do that. So if you're saying nedorim is a dover sheyesh loy matirin, and therefore it's not batel, so why by truma do I say it is batel beroiv? So the Goyin says that we take out the word beroiv because truma is batel b'meya. And where do we see this halacha that, where do we see by truma that the halacha is that even though he could take it off, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and yet we see it's batel beroiv, this nan, because we learned it in a mishnah in Trumas, Perakei Mishnah Aleph, saw truma tmeya, saw of truma that became tamei, shenaf lo lepachas mimeya chulin, and it fell into less than 100 of soim of chulin, and it needs truma in order to become batel, needs 1 in 100. But here it was less than 100, so the halacha is that it has to rot. The halacha is te rakev, it should rot. There's no etzah but for it to rot. Holameya tale, but if there would have been 100 saws that the truma fell into of chulin, then it would be mevatlet. So we see that it is possible 1 in 100 for the truma Tameya to become batel. The Ran says that the reason we say over here truma tameya, it could have been speaking about regular truma. Why truma tameya? In order to tell us the chiddush that if there is 100, then even if it's truma tameya, it becomes batel beroiv. Now the Ran asks, why do we have to bring this mishnah in trumas? Why couldn't we bring what Rav Yannai was speaking about? Rav Yannai says, Botzel shel truma. The Gemara could have asked Rav Yannai, Memanushach. We have a problem from the mission of here in the door. So on that, you say it's not Botzel, even though Gedulin are always Mevatel Diker. Why is it not Botzel? Because you could be Matur Neder, but you yourself say a halacha on Daf Nun Zayim Abayis, the Botzel shel truma, shel Rabu Gedulov al Ikroi. It's mutter. Why should it be mutter? Why should I say bittel beroiv? The truma also is efshar b'shaila, so it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So again, it should afilu be'elof loy batel. So why is your case of truma different than our case here in the mission, in the dorm? On that, the Ran answers, because Rabbi Yannai could have said, I'm speaking about a case where a Yisrael had truma that fell to him as a Yerusha from his grandfather, his mother's father who was a Kayin, and therefore it's not possible for him to go to a Rav to be Matar, because only the person who made it into truma, the Yisrael who made it, and he was Mafrish the truma, he can go before he gives it to the Kayin, before it's Biyad Kayin, he could still go to a Rav and be Matur Neder and change the Truma to something else. But if somebody receives a Birusha, Yisrael receives a Birusha from his grandfather, who was a Kayin, it has already a Din Truma, and it's not possible, B'Shalah. Masha'en came this mission, in Masech the Trumas, the Gemara's Hava Mina is, that it's speaking about all cases of Truma. It's not only by somebody whose grandfather was a Kayin, but rather it's speaking about Truma Biyad Yisrael, He hasn't even given it yet to the Kohen. The Mishnah there says a blanket statement, truma. It could even be before he gave it to the Kohen. And yet you see that bittel, 1 in 100 helps. The Gemara asks, the Chayach Shailiv, the Chayach Shail, the Dovr Sheshel Matirin. Dovr Sheshel Matirin is a fila be'alfloy bottle. Why should it be bottle beroiv? So the Gemara answers, Amri betruma biyad koyin askinon. We will say that the answer is in the Mishnah in Trumas. The answer is it's speaking about truma that was in the hand of the koyin. The koyin already got it. So the run says that kiven the zochaba koyin shuv any yochel lishal aleo. That once the Kohen already got it, then the Yisrael, who gave it originally, cannot be Matur Neder, as the Beis Halevi explains. Just like we say, Ein Shaila B'Kinyan. If somebody bought something from someone else, you can't do Shaila on that. So who had been over here in this Halacha, once he gave it, once already the Kohen was Zoicha in the Truma, you cannot do Shaila. And the Rush, six lines from the bottom of the Amud on the right side, the Rosh says the same thing as the Run. Kiven in Divrei Maschil betruma biyad koyin, kiven the yotzim rishus yisrael v'kayim ba mitzvahs nesina suloi matzilaf kuye shem truma minal yidei shaila. Once it got into the hands of the koyin, then the yisrael can no longer take away the shem truma from it through shaila. But then he brings Harav Eliezer Mimitz. This is the Sefer Yerayim. And he says, no, Deloy Pirish, Deloy Matzil Mishal Losha, Rei Loy Korale, Hu Shem Truma. He didn't call the name of Truma. Mashma da Koyin Koy. That the Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz understood our Gemara, meaning that the Koyin cannot be Mevatel the Shem Truma, because he's not the one who gave it. It's only the Yisrael. Mashma from the Yerayim, Aval Yisrael Shifrisha Matzi Mishal Allah. The Yisrael was Mafrisha, could be Mishal, could take it away, even if it's already in the hands of the Kayin. So if so, the Rush wants to understand, so what's Pshat in our Gemara? Why does the Gemara say here that it's speaking about it's by the Kayin and you cannot take away the Shem Truma? But the Rav Eliezer Mimitz holds that the Yisrael could, even when it reached the hands of the Kohen already. So the Rush says you have to say, according to the Yerayim, that even though the Yisrael could take it away, but it's considered a dover she'ein loy matirin deloy shchiach klal she'yishalel. If it's still in his house, he hasn't given it yet to the hands of the Kohen, so he might have a necessity, need something to eat, so he'll take away the shem truma, and he'll give truma from elsewhere, and he'll be able to eat this. But once it already reached the hand of the Kohen, it's not mistavra that he would do it. It's a milsloi shchiach, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's considered like a davar she'ein loy matirin. And since the davar she'ein loy matirin, that's why the halach over there by truma is that it is bottle. So by koinamois, since he can be matur neder, it's a davar she'ein loy matirin. That's why the halacha is that it is usher, and the gedulim are usher because the davar she'ein matirin. Mashenke, in the case of the mission of trumas, will be speaking about that it's a davar she'ein loy matirin. So it comes out of fundamental machlokes here between the run, the rush on one side, versus Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz on the other side. If a Yisrael gave the truma liyad koyen, could he be made for that Shein Truma, which is already in the hands of the Kohen, or not? The Night of Yehuda in Shastri was Night of Yehuda, Tinyana, Yoradea, Simon Kufnun Dalad, tells us that this is Nageya Lamaisa to a usher who gave money to stock it to the Ani, or to a Kupa. Could he, once it has reached the hands of the Ani or the Kupa of Tztaka, could he be Matur Neder and remove the shame stucker from it or not? According to the Rush and the Run, he will not be able to. And according to the Yerayim, he will be able to. Now, the Netziv points out that we said here in the Sugya that it's shayach by a truma that to be matir his netter of truma, and the, so the United Buddha points out that that's only through a Pesach, but not through charata, because when we're speaking about truma, we're speaking about a mitzvah. How's the child charata? He has charata on a mitzvah. So so that the Netziv says that it's. That it's speaking about only Pesach, but not Charata. Although, as we mentioned before, the Lashon of the Ran says that it is Shayich both Al Yidei Charata and Pesach. In Divrei HaMaskav, Rei Truma, Dimoy Mitchell, Al Yidei Pesach, Oy Charata Kishar Nedorim, and there we're speaking about Truma. This would appear, this Ran, to be not like the Netziv. Continues the Gemara, I hachi, that you're saying that that Mishnah in Trumas is a davar she'ein lematirit, because it's already biyad koyin. Eim a seifa, tell me the seifa of that Mishnah. Im hoish tohira. If it was Truma tohira and not Truma tamea, and it got mixed up, one in less than 100. So bittul is not shayich, so what do you do? Tumachor l'koyin. You can sell it to a koyin. So we see clearly that the case over there was not that it came liyad koyin, it's still in the hands of Yisrael, and the Mishnah is therefore giving him an eitzah that he can sell it to the koyin. So you can't give me a teretz. It's speaking about biyad koyin, and like the Ran and the Rosh says that you can't do shiloh once it's biyad koyin, or the pshat of Rabbi Lezer b'mitz that he won't do it. It's a milsloi shchiach that the Yisrael should do it. It's not speaking about that it came liyad koyin. El of the Gemara says that which we answered before, which the Ran said, we could say pshat and Rabbi Yanai. That Rabbi Yana is speaking about when he said, Batzel shel truma sh'rabbi gedula v'alikrei is mutter, is speaking about that it was Nafal b'Yerusha from his grandfather, the Kayin. That's how we were going to answer Rabbi Yana, that it's a dover she'ein le matirin, and that's why it is Shaykh Bittel. The Gemara now, since it has no other alternative, is going to say that pshat in the Mishnah Trumas as well. Till now, we were trying to find different solutions to this issue. But now the Gemara is stuck, and the Gemara gives the same pshat that we said, the Ran said before in Rabbi Yanai. Now, the Gemara itself is going to give that to answer the Mishnah in Trumas. Elav Yisrael shenaflai mi beis avia imoi kayin askinan. It's speaking about a Yisrael who got a Yerusha from his grandfather, the Kayin. So he himself can't eat it. Therefore, if it's truma tahira, he can sell it to a kayin. If it's truma tmeya, it's going to have to rot. And we should point out what the Ran explains, that even though, why does it have to rot? Why can't we give it to the kayin? And because the kayin, einichlam, he can't eat truma tmeya. But he could use it for a fire. He could have hanoah from it. So the answer the Ran says is that if it's such a large amount, like a saw, so there the Gemara Pesachim of Chafim and Beis tells us that we're chashin l'takola, that it will have such a large amount around that it'll come l'day takola, and therefore it's not an eitzah to give it to the kohen to use as fire, but rather it has to rot. But if it's tahira, you can sell it to the kayin. So here it's speaking about that it was from his grandfather, the kayin, and it's a dover she'ein loy matirin, because he's getting it b'Yerusha. He's not the one who made it into truma, so he cannot take away the shame truma. And if it's tahira, there's an eitzah from to sell to the kayin. The Gemara says that's not a good teretz either. Voktani sefer, we learned in the sefer, timacher l'kayin, when he sells it to the kayin, he has to sell it, chutz mitmei oisa saw, except for that saw of truma that fell in, because that saw, he has to give it away. He cannot make business from it. And if it's speaking about that he got it b'Yerusha from his grandfather, the kayin, then it's his. And if it's his, he can't eat it, but he can sell it to a koyin. If it's tahira, he could sell the whole thing, not only the other 99, but he could sell everything. He doesn't have to do chutz midmei oisasa at all. Ella, the Gemara goes to a whole new strategy. Ema, say the following. The difference between Koinomis and Truma is the following. By Koinomis, we say that it is possible, Bishaila, and it's a Dover, Sheyesh Lematirin, and therefore it's a Philobalafloy bottle, according to Rabbi Yanai. But by Truma, we're going to say that if it fell into less than 100, it's bottle. Because it's a Dover, Sheyesh Lematirin. What's the difference? The answer is, Koinomis, Bishlam, Koinomis, Mitzvah, Lichuli Alein. It's a mitzvah to be matur neder on them. Mishum de Rab Nassim, because Rab Nassim said, Dom Rab Nassim, kol a neder, whoever makes a neder, where there's a possibility where he won't keep his neder, kilu bon abama. It's as if he built a bama. Vahama kaimoy, and someone who keeps his neder, and he's in a state where he made a neder, and he has to keep it, kilu makter ole, it's as if he actually was makter on the bama. So in other words, Rab Nassim holds that a person should not have nedorim on him. So if he comes to the Rav is going to encourage him to be matir his neder. So therefore, it's considered a dover sheyesh lematir because we want him to be matir neder. Ma shein kein truma, my mitzvah lechuliyolo. What kind of mitzvah is there to be matir neder on the truma? You're doing a mitzvah by giving truma to the kohen. So why would we want to encourage you to be matir neder on that? So therefore, the Ran says that the rule is in the Divrei Maskil Truma, my mitzvah lechuli aloik, a hilka kim she'ein a heter bo miatzmoy. Like yesterday we had Chodosh. Chodosh, once the second day of Pesach comes, so that is by itself, it's considered a dover she'esh amatirin. Be'esh and al dubi yantiv, the Gemara, the Sugi in Mesach de Be'ya. As soon as yantiv's over, there's no more yisr mukta. So that's a thing that happens by itself. That's a dover she'esh lematirin. Or there's a mitzvah, but if it's something that the heter does not come by itself, and there's no mitzvah to do it. For example, over here, by truma, there's nothing going to take it off, and to be matir neder, why would we want to encourage him? So that's called a dover she'ein lo matirin. Dover she'ein lo matirin is bottle mashen, a regular neder, is a mitzvah to be matir neder, that's a dover she'ein lo matirin, a memela, a filo be'elef loy bottle. Now, the Ran asks, what about Hegdish? Hegdish, we learned before in Daf Nun Chesamad Aleph, is considered a Dover She'esh Lematirin. So, why would we consider it a mitzvah? It doesn't go off by itself. To be Matur Neder, why would we encourage him to remove the Kedusha from it? So, why should we call that a Dover She'esh Lematirin? Because it would point it. So, the Ran answers, speaking about Hegdish of Bedek HaBayis, where somebody donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, which the Beis HaMikdash, most cases, are unable to use. What does the Hegdish do with it? They sell it. So therefore, they're going to be changed into money anyway. So if he's poided, that's excellent, because the Beis HaMikdash winds up with the money that is the main purpose of being Magdish things to the Beis HaMikdash in order to convert it into cash for the Beis HaMikdash. So that is called a mitzvah to do, and therefore it's a dover sheyesh loy matirin. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, we have learned before in the Sugya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, litra bitzolim shetikna. If a person had a litra of bitzolim, and he was misakin, it means he took off trumas from Iser. Vizara, and he planted it, he did a maisa to plant it into the ground, and now this litra of bitzolim increased in size, so the halacha is misaseres lefikula. We say that the gedulin of iser are mevatel the original ikur of heter, and we consider the whole thing as if all the betzolim are iser and they're tevel, and you have to give meiser from the whole thing. So here we see a new concept that till now we've learned about the gedulim of heter to mevatel l'iser. Here the tvua that is tevel, that you have to take trumas or meisers from, is mevatel that ikur which was heter, which was already nesakin where truma meiser was taken from it. Yosef Rabba was sitting and learning this halacha of a karmel lahashmait. So Amar Le Rav Chizda, said Rav Chizda to Rabba, man sais lach, Rabbi Yochanan Rabba, who is going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe, in this halacha? And really, Rabbi Yochanan was not the Rebbe of Rabba, but Rabbi was going in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why he called him, Rabbi Yochanan, your Rabbi. What's the problem that Rabbi Chisda has? Heter Shabhan Lechan Azel. Halach, where did the heter go in this enlargement of the litra of Bitzolim? As the Run explains the Gemara Shaila, that Einech Nami in the Sugya before we have been discussing Gedulim of Heter being Mevatel Isser. So there the Pshat is, for example, if it's less than 1 in 60, so it's Bottle, there's no Nois and Tom. So even though, says the Run, the Isser is still there, but I don't have to reckon with the Isser because I can be Mevatel and Besamach. I don't taste it, so I don't have to worry about the Isser. But Mashenken over here, where you're giving Trumas and Maestras according to proportions, the proportion here is not that the whole item requires Trum and Maestras to be given for it, from it. Because one part of it, one liter of it, has already been Mesukin. So Rav Chisda asks Rabba, Heter Shaban Lahechon Holach. Where did that Heter go? In order to say that the whole thing is Chayv and Trumas Maisa, it means as if the Heter disappeared. It's not here at all. Like the whole thing starting from square one is Chayiv and Trumas Maisa. It's not. After all, the first litter is Heter. Where did that disappear to? Amarlei responded, Rabbi to Rabbi Chisda, Miloy Tnandik Havasei, didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Shvi, is Paragvav Mishnah Gimel, exactly this fact that Isser can be Mevatel Heter, and Einachanami, the Heter does disappear. What was the Mishnah in Shvi? We learned, B'tzolim, Shiyardu Alem K'shom V'tzimchu, if onions, there came down rain, onions of the sixth year, the rain came down on them, v'tzimcha, and they grew in the seventh year. So now we're going from Heter to Isser. So we learned before, as we turn to Daf Nun Tes, Amud Beis, Imhoyu, Olin Shalon Shcharin, if the leaves had a black tinge on them, which indicates that they are growing from the soil of Shemitah, then the din is Asurin. The Gemara in the Havamina thinks that Asur means that not only are the Gedulin of the seventh year, but even the Iker itself is Osir, Hayriku. But if they're green, then the din is Mutarin. They are Mutter, because we see the enlargement is not coming from the soil, but it's coming from itself. Otherwise, it would have this black tinge on it. Frag the Gemara, v'chish chayrin amay asurin, if they have a black tinge, why do I say that they're all usur, not only the gedulin, but the ikar itself? Lay mehetish v'hen leich on a holach, why don't I say the same thing? As the Run explains, einach anami, you're not going to be able to eat these bitzolim, because you don't know where the heter ends and the isser begins. However, we have a klal that shvi is teifesis damel, that if you were to sell this, the ikker with the gedulim together, so any money that you receive for it would be transferred, the kedusha of shvius would be transferred onto the money. The Gemara understands that it would be transferred onto not only the Gedulim, but the Iker as well. And the question is, why should that be? Since there is a portion of this, of these Bitzolim, which come from the sixth year, and they don't have Kedusha Shrias, so why should the Kedusha be Chal on all the money that you receive? It should only be Chal on that which grew in the seventh year. So Elamai, what do we see? That the heter disappears entirely. So you see a precedent from the Mishnah Shruis. Leime heter shaban leichon holach, your kasha. Where did the heter go? Elamai, you see that the heter, that the Isser is able to totally obliviate the heter. Oh, my lay, so Rabbi Chisda responded, that's not difficult on me. Me, Savard al Ikertani, who told you that Asurin is referring also to the Iker? No, Atois Sefeskhtani Asurin. The word Asur is only going on the Tois, is not going on the Iker. Ihochi. So Rabbi asks him back, if that is so, my Asur Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Meymar, what is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel coming to say on the Tan of the Mishnah, the Sanya? We learned in the Brisa, which the Gemara knew that Brisa is going back on our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Loimer. Hagadol b'chiyiv chayiv. Whatever grew in the seventh year of the onion is chayiv. Hagadol b'ptur, potter. Whatever grew in the sixth year is potter. So according to your pshat in the Mishnah, Tanakama nami hachi amar. That's exactly the sheet of the Tanakama. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel arguing? Elam, I have to say that the pshat is like I said, that the Tanakama holds that everything is usur. Then why don't we say, hetera lahechen ozel, heter shemen lahechen holach, elamai, you don't say that. You say that the iser can totally annihilate the heter, and it all becomes usur. Like I said, so Rav Chisda says no. Kula masnisa Rav Shimon Gamliel tani law. The brisa of Rav Shimon Gamliel is actually being mefarish the Mishnah of the Mishnah over there in Shvius, that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Chisda has warded off Rabba's raya to himself that heter can become totally destroyed by iser, and he says that the Tana means to say the iser remains iser. And whatever grew beheter is heter, but the heter remains heter, and whatever grew beisser is usser. The chayv is chayv, and the potter is potter. But you have no raya that the heter totally is destroyed. So now Rabba has to deal with the way Reb Chisda learned the Mishnah. You, Reb Chisda, learned the Mishnah that it's going like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the iser does not totally destroy the heter remains heter. So I want to say, even according to your pshat, this is the way to run, understands the Gemara here, even according to your pshat, Rav Shimon Gamliel is not a steerer to the halacha that I said. I said a halacha that the iser is totally mevatel the heter, which you had a problem with. You brought me a new pshat in the Mishnah based on the brisa of Rav Shimon Gamliel that the heter remains heter. No, I'll tell you, Rav Shimon Gamliel's case is not the same as my case. There's a distinction. Va'at kan lo shamat leil Rav Shimon Gamliel deloy katarach. What was the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel where there was no tircha? Because what's the Mishnah in Shvius say, if you look back on Daf Nun Tesam off the last line, Bitsolim sheyordu alem gisham vitzimchu. Water came on them. The owner didn't do anything. It grew by itself. So Einich Nami, where's Loikotarach, where he didn't do anything, as the Rosh says, if you didn't do anything, it's not choshev on you to be mevatel deker. But where you did a maisa, avol hecha de katarach, like in the case which we had on Amud Aleph of Rabbi Yochanan, litra b'tzolim, shetikna, he took off the trumas of maisris, he was masakin the tevel, vizora, he did a maisa, he replanted it into the ground, and then it grew. When he did a maisa, as the Rush explains, he's showing through his action that he wants to totally be mevatel the ikker, then says Rabbah that I hold that Rav Shimon Gamliel would be moited to me. Vaat kan li shamat leil Rav Shimon Gamliel deloy katarach. His case is where the water rained down on it. He didn't do any tircha. Aval hegel de katarach. But where he was matriach, then he would be moited to me that it will be batel beroiv, that the heter would go away. Now the run in Divrei HaMaskil, Atkan Leisham Leirav Shimon Gamliel says, Tikshali, Veloy Tikshali, says the Ron, it's not Shver on me, on the Klal that I have said throughout this whole Sugya, namely, that our whole Shaila of Gedulin being Bevatel the Iker was totally, if the Gedulin are part of the Iker, where Ein Zari Kola, or they're separate, and if they're part of it, they're usser, and they can't be mevatel the ikker, and if they're separate, they're mutter, and they could be mevatel the ikker. So don't ask me from this gemara, because here you're telling me that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds where it's loy katarach, that the isser remains usser, the heter remains heter, and the isser can't be mevatel the heter. According to my klal, if the gedulin have an independent status from the Iker, then they should be able to mevatel. That was my whole yesoid. If it's part and parcel of the Iker, then it has the same status as the Iker, and then it cannot turn around and be Mevatel the Iker. But if it's a separate entity from the Iker, then it has a different status, and it can turn around and be Mevatel. Here you see a case, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Einach Lam Gedulin have a different status of Iser, but they cannot turn around and be Mevatel the Heter. The Heter remains Heter. So that Lachar is against my Pshat. Says the Ran, I have two terutzim to that, Kasha. Number one, because here we're talking about Isser being Mevatel Heter. I said the klal when Heter is Mevatel Isser. Masha Enkin over here, where we're trying to say that Isser should be Mevatel Heter, then Ein Chanami, you won't say that. And second of all, I was speaking about a case where there was Tircha, where it was replanted. Here it's speaking about a case of Loitarach, where it's Loitarach, as the Rosh said, there's not enough Chashivas to Mevatel the Iker, so they're Ein Echanami. Even though the Gedulin have a different status than the Iker, they cannot turn around to be Mevatel the Iker. So the Ran holds that this will not be a problem on his thesis throughout this entire Sugya. Continues the Gemara to ask Akasha. I'll ask you Akasha on the cloud that you said. Do you say that wherever you were Tereach? It is Batel Baroi, Vare Litra Meister Tevel. The case that we had before in Daf Nun Chesamid Beis, that we started our Sugya with, by the case of Meister Tevel, which was in the hands of a Levi, and he didn't give Trumas Meister from it. And what happened? It was replanted in Shemitah. And over there it was Katara. He replanted it, Viktani, and we learned, Va'isa Litra, that Litra, Meiser Aleha, says the Bach, Makamacher, Lefi Cheshbon, according to the amount that you have to give of Trumas Meiser, that doesn't become Batel, and he has to be Mafresh someplace else, because he might be Mafresh from the Shemitah part of this plant, and it'll be May Hap Tur Alachiyov, so he has to do it from someplace else. Now that's a case of Tircha. And yet you say that the original Trumas Meiser, the Tevel, does not become Batel, Beroiv, in the rest. According to your klal of Torah, here he replanted it. Torah, it should be Mevatel. Answers the Gemara, Shiny Gabi Meiser, Damer Kra. By Meiser is different, because the Torah tells us, Aser to Aser. The Pasuk says in Devorim Yudal Paschov Beis, Aser to Aser is called Tvuazar Echo, Hayoitse Hasoda, Shana Shana, that all tfu of your Zera. So the Ran learns that the Torah is telling me in this Pasuk two halachas. Divri Amaskel Shiny Gabi Meister, Domer Kra. Kloimer says the Ran. Rachmana Omar, Daf Zarecho, Shazarato, Shahumasukin Kvar, Tachser Vitaoser. The Batel Iker L'Gabi Gedulin. So number one, the Torah is telling me a Chiddush that you can give Meiser twice. Even something that was already, you had given Meiser once, the Iker can become Batel to the Gedulin, and you might have to give it again. And that will be something that was already Mesukin. In the case that we learned before, something that was Mesukin, that was replanted, that now it should have a halacha of Tevel, and there should be a chiv again of Trumas Meiser. But since it says, Zarecha, your Zera, so the Ranan says, it's Mashra, Dafka, that Tera. The Hochi, Archayu, De Anchi, Ubet Tera, Kamer, De Gedulim, of Vatlaniker. What people plant is heter things. And by hetera, the gedulin are mevatel the iker. Aval isura, something that's aser, lav zarecho mikri. It's not called your zera. The lezara leinshi, because people don't plant that. That's not your zera, not something you're plantings. You plant heter, not iser. So Hilkach says the Ran, mizarecho mashma to be sura loy osi gedulin mevatel the iker. By meiser gedulin of iser are not mevatel. The by Yisurim, Gedulim are not Mevatel, the Iker. So therefore, let's continue back to the Gemara. Shiny Gabi Meiser, Domer Kras or Taaser. So on the one hand, the Torah is telling me a double lotion of Meiser to teach me that it's possible for something to have Meiser taken from it twice. When is that? A Dover Mesukin, that was replanted, and the new tevel will be mevatel, the original part of the plant that was mesukin, and he'll have to give ma'aser again. But when is that? Vatera zari inshi, the Gemara concludes. People, zarecha, your zera, that means your zera, which is mutter de gezera. Heter zera, that's what people plant. Isura loy zari inshi, something that's usur, people don't plant. So therefore, in the case of tevel, which he's planting, you ask me, Akasha, that when there's tircha, it should be mevatel. So why aren't we mevatel in the case of meiser tevel? And we say that no, he's mechuyev to give the original trumas meiser from that tevel, and the shviyas, which is potter from trumas meisers, is not mevatel that tevel, and make it potter from trumas meisers, and he was toireach. The answer is because by aser to aser it says zarecha, and this is not called zarecha. It's not your plantings because you don't plant iser, and here where you planted iser, that's not your planting. So therefore, there is an exception to the rule that we will not say that the gedulin are mevatel the iker. Now the Ran says, I have a difficulty here because our whole sugi here is speaking about your Gedulin armevatel the ikker when it's ein zarei kolohi. And he says that we're speaking about meiser midoraisa. There's nothing where ein zarei kolah, that's chayv and meiser. There's no vegetables. The onions and garlic, that's only midorabonin. So if so, how can I learn from zarecha? This is halacha that gedulin, which are ein zarei kolah, are not mevatel the ikker. Because by the Raisa, Linya Meiser, you don't find such a case. So how could I learn that halacha from here? So the Ran says, Eina Chanami, it's an asmachta bialma. And the Ran goes into a whole pshat. But at the end, the last line of this Ran, he says, Kein nearly vadayin, ein daiti noicha. I'm not really satisfied 100% with the pshat I said. Vitzorachani lasisli rav vazeh. I have to find a rav who will teach me the correct pshat in this sugya to answer this last question 100% correctly. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Chanina Terso, Amar Rabbi Yani, Batzel Shel Trumah Shenatoy. If somebody planted a batzel of Trumah, Verabbi Gedulim Alikrei, and the Gedulim were of Chulin, of Tevel, were Nanis Rabba on the Iker, the halacha is that it is mutter, it's mevatel the halacha of Trumah from this batzel. Ask the Gemara Lememir, should we say the gedule heter malinus iser, that gedulim of heter, which is this case over here, the gedulim, which there's no halach of truma on it, that they should be mevatel the iser, which is the iser of truma. Vatanan, we learn gedule truma, that the gedulim of truma are considered truma. So we see it's a raya, says the Ran, that the gedulim are considered a chelik of the iker. So if they're a chelik of the iker, how could they mevatel? You tell me that Rabbi Gedulim Alikrei is mutter, the Gedulim should have Aloch of Isser as well, and they should not be Mevatel, answers the Gemara. When do we say it's mutter? Be Gedule, Gedulim Kamrin, the Gedulim, that what grows from the growth of the Iker, that is Einich Nami, able to be Mevatel, but the Gedulim themselves have a din of Trum. Frey the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Anami Tanina, we learned this already. Gedule, Gedulim, Chulin. As the Ran explains, they're not Mamish Chulin, but it means Tevel, but there's no din Trum on it. Answers the Gemara, Hakam Ashmalan, Afilu B'dover She'ein Zarei Kolah. That even by a thing where it's Ein Zarei Kolah, that over there we say that it is considered, even where it's Ein Zarei Kolah, so we still have a piece of the Iker in the Gedulin. So I would have thought that the Gedulin should be Truma, Kamashmalan, that they have a din of Cholin. For the Gemara of Atanan, we learned by Tevel. Hatevel gidulav mutarin bedover shazari kala. By tevel, the gidulin are mutter by something where the ikr decomposes. Avel dover shayin zari kala, but something where the ikr does not decompose. Gidula gidulin asurin. The gidula gidulin of tevel are asur, and tevel is more kal than truma because it has a leniency that if it's zari kala is mutter, and by truma, Zaroi Kolo is Osir. So if by Tevel, where it has this leniency, yet I say Gedula Gedulov is Osir, so Kal V'Chomer, by Truma, I should say that Gedula Gedulam is Osir. So how can I say here that Gedula Gedulam is Chulin, and it does not have a din of Truma, answers the Gemara, according to the Gears of the Run, which we will find in the last run on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Hachi Garcin, and not the way we have the Gears in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, but rather, Hachi Garcin Hasam, Deloy Rabbi Gedulin Al Ikroi, Hacha de Rabbi Gedulin Al Ikroi. As the Ron explains, when do I say by Tevel, Dek Gedule Gedule Var Usser? It's where it's Loy Rabbi Gedule Gedulin Al Iker. Which, what is the Iker of the Gedule Gedulin? Hainu Gedulin. The Gedule Gedulin were not more than the Iker, the Gedulin, and therefore they're Usser. But over here, by Batzel Shel Truma, where we said it's a case of Gedule Gedulin, and yet we said it's Mutter, it's speaking about Sherabu, Gedule Gedulin, Al Gedulin. They were, the Gedule Gedulin were more than the Gedulin. They were able to Mivatle it, and therefore the Gedule Gedulin are in fact Mutter. For all those who have finished this Perek, Hadron Allah Hanoidim and Ayarok, Hadron Allah Hanoidim and Ayarok, Hadron Allah, Hanoidim and Ayarok.